So Linkalot, the app, is it in?
We often talk on our programme about the fact that children struggle with literacy, but actually, this research is actually discussing issues with adults as well, isn't it?
Yes. I think, essentially, there's this huge perception amongst us that our spelling is getting worse. And you're right, it doesn't affect exclusively children. It's adults as well. And I think the fear is that we're becoming so over-reliant on spell checkers, for example, when we're typing on our screens. And, you know, also the fact that we're just not reading in the same way anymore. We're not writing in the same way. We're kind of speaking with our fingers, I guess. But also we're reading different kinds of information, vast amounts of it at great speed, often in soundbite form, often in, you know, epigrammatic language because it's on social media and there's a limited number of characters, etc. So things have changed. Our landscape has changed a lot. And as a result, what the research showed is that around 86% of parents feared that their kid's spelling is actually getting worse, which is, you know, regardless of the truth, you know, and spelling has always been a nightmare for all of us, including the parents, the very parents who are worried about their children. But, you know, the fact that people are perceiving this as a problem is actually really huge, because I think, you know, when we tend to expect a problem, then it tends to materialise. So we do need to do something about it.
But is there a chance, though, that this is basically just kind of the new world that we live in? Because everyone has a device in their hand. You know, if we are just using these things like autocorrect, is that just going to be the way it is? And actually, could you argue that it matters a bit less if people can spell because they can rely on these devices anyway?
Yeah, no, certainly there is an argument that, you know, we can't just remain the way that we are, because English itself as a language has got to evolve. If it stops still, then it will be dead, like Latin. So absolutely everything has to evolve. But the thing about spell checkers is that research has shown that you actually have to be pretty good at spelling and at literacy in order to rely totally on a spell checker, because very often even the most sophisticated of AI kind of spell checkers, they can really lead you astray. And they often don't have the subtlety to distinguish between, for example, practice as a verb, practice as a noun. Quite often they will miss that. Or, you know, just words that are written the same but mean very different things. Very often it will just kind of, I don't know, object to that. I've been led astray quite often with spell checkers, I have to say. And also it's automatically replaced things that I didn't need replacing, which is very annoying. So for me, I find them, they kind of hamper language. But of course, anyone with dyslexia, for example, of course, is going to be more reliant on a spell checker. And quite rightly, they can be the most amazing things. But, you know, in school, you can't rely on a spell checker. In exams, you can't rely on a spell checker. And so in a way, irrespective of your future, you are going to, you know, need to grapple with it at some time. And also, I think what's really important is, you know, good spelling is important not because of some stupid Latin rule that, you know, that was in vogue 3 centuries ago, but because if you write something and you want to be articulate and you want to get your message across and you've got a spelling error in there, your reader is going to trip up over that error and your message has already lost some of its impact. So that's why, for me, it matters, not because rules are rules, but because, you know, it can really stop you from being as eloquent as you want to be.
And that was exactly what I was going to ask you, is how actually, you mentioned the future, you know, sort of how that could potentially affect us in later life, because it's very easy, isn't it, to think, oh, these things don't really matter, you know, but actually it can genuinely change our lives, can't it?
It really can. And it's quite interesting, actually, that, you know, people say, oh, I'm terrible at spelling, in the same way as they might say, I'm terrible at maths. And actually, that's almost like an immediate disclaimer, because you just then put it out there and people think, oh, OK, that's all right then. But, you know, it's my colleague Rachel Riley says on Countdown, it's actually not OK to say I'm terrible at maths, because, first of all, it might not be true. But also it kind of implies that it's sort of cool almost, when, you know, in fact, maths can help you not just in broad mathematic exams, but also just in life. Throughout life, we need to be able to calculate and work with numbers. And it's the same with spelling as well, and the same with letters. So I am far from being a pedant, Christy. I am so not a pedant when it comes to language. But I do think that good spelling, A, gives you confidence, and B, it also just, you know, adds eloquence and articulacy to whatever you're writing.
And I'm guessing as well, you mentioned Rachel there, you know, the pair of you as well being on sort of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. That must be really encouraging for you, because it is bringing this message to a whole new audience. And maybe even the audience, even if they're not realising it, will hopefully be absorbing these kind of little nuggets of information about words and numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when Rachel starts giving tips about numbers, honestly, my eyes open. I just think, of course, that's how it works. And I just absolutely love them. And the wonderful thing about the format of Countdown is that it is so compelling that people just have to play along. And so even with the Cats Down audience, as we call it, you know, you can see people laughing their heads off, but they're also trying to crack the numbers round, or they're trying to get the longest word. It just pulls you in. And the moment you hear the clock ticking, it's just you've got to play along. I think it's fantastic that a really simple word and numbers game is still, you know, is still so popular because people care.
And you have quite an audience as well that engage with you on your Twitter account, don't you? Because you have these words of the day that you put up, and people, that as well must be encouraging for you, because you can see people responding saying, oh, actually, I've been trying to get this into my regular conversation.
Yes, that was one from yesterday where I'm just determined to bring one particular word back that I absolutely love, which is apricity, and it's the warmth of the sun on a winter's day. And I just love it because I relish the sensation of it as much as the word. So yes, it is fantastic. People really do engage with that. And you know, I think people do genuinely care about language. They just need to be reminded of it.
My name is Sir Linkalot.
I'm on a quest to make I Can't Spell a thing of the past, with links for all those tricky words.
I'm talking about the Sir Linkalot app today, which is a really fun way of teaching people, A, how to remember how to spell things through really fun animations, but also the story behind the word.
The CIA have got special agents.
That's why, quite often, English is so gnarly and so difficult to learn. It's because of all the different influences over the ages that we've had. And the Vikings might have spelled something in one way, and somehow that's resonated throughout English right to this present day. And once you unpack those stories, it just becomes really just so infectious.
Never separate a para from their parachute. Do you believe it, or is it a big, fat lie?
And that's what I try and do on Twitter, and that's what the app is trying to do as well, is just kind of igniting that passion or reminding people that they have it in the first place.
And the app has done very well, hasn't it? Because it's actually won various awards, so it obviously does work.
Yeah, it won the BET Educational Award for the best app, which was fantastic, really fantastic. And hats off to Andy, who's the creator of it, because he's just done the most amazing thing, but also just seeing the joy on children's faces when they can learn how to spell onomatopoeia. And they genuinely, they're all smiling because they're reciting this song that he invented through this animation. And I actually sang it to my youngest, and she's got it as well. I mean, you know, a word like that, or like accommodation, or maneuver even, you know, things that parents can't even spell, they just get it. And it's a fantastic, fantastic thing to do, because phonics can only get you so far, because English is such an obstinate language. And, you know, quite often the sounds don't bear any relation to the spelling at all, because spelling and sound divorced centuries ago. So that's where the app comes in. And he's had astonishing results with it. It's been brilliant.
OK, so this is obviously something we can all look at, is get this app on our phones. And actually, I love the fact anyway that this is sort of acknowledging the use that we do use these devices, but then sort of turning it into a useful tool for
exactly.
us as
it's
well.
It's good technology. It's good tech. Absolutely. And schools love it. And also parents then can get it for free if their school's got it, so they can have fun at home. And what's astonishing is that it no longer becomes a chore for the kids. So they actually are doing it on their own. So, you know, parents are saying to them, have you done your spelling? He said, oh yeah, I did it yesterday. I mean, how often do you hear that from your kids, let's face it? So it's brilliant, and it's just a joy to see the results and the confidence that it gives, not only kids actually, but adults too, and particularly kids and adults who have dyslexia or other kind of learning difficulties when it comes to spelling and language. And it's just amazing. It's lovely to be able to help people who just thought this is a lost cause.
And just before you go, Susie, give us a couple of tips then that we can sort of incorporate into our daily lives, I guess, to help us with our spelling.
Well, apart from the app, I would just say read, and pick up a sort of, you know, an old word or two here and there as well. I guess, you know, I'm not expecting everybody to go around and use apricity or scurry funge, my other favourite word, which is to run around the house and sort of madly tidy up just before guests arrive.
Scurry funge, that's
scurry
amazing.
Funge. It's such a good word, isn't it? So just have fun, you know, do wordplay, do crosswords, just engage. And I think the more you have fun with language, create your own words, you know, children love creating new words, so that's a brilliant classroom thing as well. You know, the more you get an enjoyment out of it and a passion for it. And you only have to ask someone, what word do you hate? And honestly, you can be there for hours, whether it's moist or gusset or bulbous or Flange or any of those. You know, we've all got one, haven't we? And we've all got our little bugbears of things that are happening to English that we really, really find annoying. And you'll see the passion is there. We just, as I say, we just need to tap into it.
Exactly. And read more Roald Dahl as well for those amazing combinations of words.
Exactly. All those new words, they're amazing.
Exactly. Well, listen, it's a joy to talk to you, Susie. Thanks so much for taking
Christine.
The time and
thanks
all the best with the mission. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Take care. Bye.
Bye.